Hi, it's summertime where I am here in Boston. Time to throw some hamburgers on the grill. Sounds like a pretty regular thing to do, right? Nothing particularly fancy about slapping a bun around a circular piece of ground beef, adding a tasteless slice of tomato, some lettuce, and maybe a cornichon or two. Okay, so the cornichon sounds a little elitist. With or without cornichon, burgers in some places are pretty highfalutin. Or at least they're a little too Western, a little too American. Like in Pakistan, where the people most likely to eat burgers are called burgers. Yes, they are referred to as burgers. Here's Farhad Deshmukh reporting from Karachi.
It may be hard to imagine, given the pervasiveness of McDonald's these days, but hamburgers were virtually unknown in Pakistan before 1981.
Believe it or not, a lot of people didn't know what cheese was. And when we were putting a slice of cheese on the patty, they were looking at, what are you putting? Is this a plastic? Is this rubber?
Arshad Jawad is the manager of Mr. Burger, the first fast food chain in Pakistan. It opened in Karachi and initially got mixed reactions. It wasn't a big deal for people who had visited the West, but many would-be customers didn't know what hamburgers were or how to eat them.
After we made the burger, now people were asking, how do you eat this? We need plate, you need spoon, you need that. So we had to educate them. And how we educate them, I said, like, look, this is a wrapper. Grab the wrapper, open it gingerly, half, and use that.
Back then, going out for a hamburger was a big deal, and many people can still recall their first clandestine date at a Mr. Burger. It was only a matter of time before the fad caught on, and Mr. Burger was hot for some. For many years, the average working or middle-class Pakistani was unable to afford Mr. Burger. So the word burgers came to describe young, westernized urban elite who studied at expensive schools, spoke English rather than Urdu, and preferred eating burgers rather than the local cuisine. They were derided for being out of touch with mainstream Pakistani society. By some accounts, the term was first coined in a TV comedy called Burger Family, about a rich, westernized family in Pakistan. Today, there are lots of fast food burger chains, local and international, but the word is still associated with the elite class in the local lingo. This rap song, called The Burgers of Karachi, was recently put out by local group Young Stunners. An HR manager, mazeb pe shisha rakhe hi-fi caliber, bachi jidhar dekhe bolte hain she's hot. They describe a typical burger as someone who wears skinny jeans and Nikes, uses a smartphone and holds a US green card. One of the high school age rappers, Talha Anjum, says a burger is someone who wants to be someone they aren't.
If you listen to Burger Karachi, we're not just, you know, making fun of people. It's just a message that you should be real to yourself. To the people around you. You should not judge someone if he's not having, you know, a branded jeans or he's not wearing a branded t-shirt.
Burgers may be ridiculed for trying to be something they aren't, but they have mobilized recently. The urban elite have generally shunned politics in the past, but in last month's elections, they rallied around former cricket hero Imran Khan, using their access to wealth and the media to help his PTI party. It won the second highest number of votes. Misbah Khalid, a member of the party's campaign team, says it's not such a bad thing to have burgers on their side.
Because, you know, now they're taking ownership of the country. Now people in every class, as you say, own Karachi, own Pakistan. So I think that's a great achievement, because you need people who have exposure to the outside world, who are what you say, maybe the intellectuals.
The spread of the term burger has sparked a counter term, the bun kebabs. Bun kebabs are cheap homegrown versions of hamburgers made with lentils. When referring to a person, it's meant to be someone who's a bumpkin in comparison to a burger. For The World, I'm Farhad Deshmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.
And that's it. See you on Facebook, Twitter, and theworld.org/language. K to the A, to the R, to the A. C-H-I, we don't work, we just play. B to the U, to the R, to the G. E to the R, what you know about me. K to the A, to the R, to the A.